This TFMR podcast is brought to you by your friends at JM Bullion. Visit jmbullion.com for all your gold and silver bullion needs. Hello again from TF Metals Report, and welcome to your podcast highlights for the week of Monday, March the 11th through Friday, March 15th, 2024. Again, a daily full podcast summary. It's just part of what you receive as a member of TF Metals Report. The podcast is usually about 20 minutes in length, full of links, charts, tweets, all sorts of stuff you might have missed during the day. And these little snippets of podcasts are just part of what we discussed on each day. So it gives you a chance to see what TF Metals Report is all about. Back on Monday, as the week began, we were coming off a fantastic 7 or 8 days in COMEX Gold, with price reaching all the way to $2,202 on Friday, March the 8th. Probably due for some consolidation and pullback, and the daily candle on the chart for Monday looked like a little bit of indecision. So we spoke about it. That was all part of what we discussed as the week began on Monday, March the 11th. How might the ball keep rolling? Well, here is your April gold chart. Again, that's actually slightly green candle today. That's a whole bunch of them in a row. It's not going to keep going, especially not with the RSI at 80. But I'll take another update tomorrow before we, you know, have a couple of days of consolidation. As you can see, though, nice little 50-day red line and 200-day green line. You remember back in December when you could see it on here? You got that bullish cross of the 50-day up through the 200-day, and then you got a rally at the end of the year from 2060 up to 2120, right? Everything looked great, but we'd gotten ahead of ourselves. And then we had to deal with this, you know, 2 months of kind of sideways to down, right? But notice that the gap between the rising 50-day and the kind of basically flat 200-day has actually been steady, if not widening, this whole time. And now they're starting to turn higher. This is a really good-looking chart. Not, you know, so much for tomorrow or the next day, but for the price trend for weeks, months to come. It's a pretty solid-looking daily chart. If you're a fan of the mining sector, then obviously you've dealt a lot of pain and frustration over the last couple of months, couple of years, actually. If you're a fan of the silver mining sector, oh boy, it's been even worse in silver. One way you can track the silver miners or participate in the silver miners is with the ETF that trades under the symbol SILJ. It has been tracking lower all through the year, the first 8-10 weeks of 2024. Could it be turning around? Well, it broke its trend line, and it's been moving solidly higher. Is that a good sign for silver? Maybe. Is it a good sign for the silver shares? Well, maybe. Anyway, it's something to keep an eye on. It's something that we discussed on Tuesday, March the 12th. And finally, I just thought I'd show you the SILJ chart. Because again, if you want a bright side to the day, the beaten down, heavily beaten down silver miners actually didn't have a bad day. Some of them almost all the way back to unchanged. And so you can see this in the SILJ. Opening and then trading all the way down to about 910, 912, and below the 200-day moving average. But look at that. It reversed, finished higher than where it opened. That makes for a green candle. Slightly down the day, but nonetheless, that looks like a test of support at the 200-day, does it not? So, maybe the SILJ is, in fact, going up to 960, 980, maybe 10. Be interesting to see. But if you want a bright side to all of this today, with silver down 1.5% at the close and down 2% at one point, that the silver miners found a bid to paint a green candle, crawl back above the 200-day, and actually have this chart not look that bad, okay, there's something that's encouraging. Okay, let's stay on topic of the mining shares. We just got done with the SILJ. How about the GDX? That's the biggest of the mining share ETFs, primarily major gold miners, but a lot of other equities mixed in from the mining sector. Anyway, GDX has been beaten down as well. Now, we've noticed as it put in a double bottom back earlier this year. In fact, the second stab at that double bottom a couple of weeks ago resulted in an island reversal. If you listen to these podcast summaries every week, you remember us talking about that 2 weeks ago. Anyway, the share's been doing pretty well the last couple of weeks, along with gold and with silver. And so the GDX has turned up too. going to run into some resistance again soon, so we got to keep an eye on it. And that was all part of what we discussed Wednesday the 13th. And finally to the shares. Like I said, still time to go on the New York Stock Exchange when I printed this, but 30.37 on the GDX. Okay, so you finally got above 30 on Monday, fell back yesterday, good-looking hammer thingy yesterday, and now surging up today. All right? Closing north of 30, that's what I want you to watch in the New York Stock Exchange close, would be very beneficial. Get up there, maybe come back, tap it for support, because once you get above there, we're talking 32 to 33, just like we got to in December, just like we got to last July. Right? Beautiful looking little double bottom on here. The lows back in October, coming down, double bottom of the double bottom in February, that island reversal that we caught 2 weeks ago today, and now charging higher. Again, what would GDX moving up to 32.33, another 10% from here, 8, 10%, whatever, what would that imply that the metals are doing? That's why that's important. Price of silver began to pick up this week as well. After kind of following along with gold the last 2 weeks, we've all been waiting for silver to catch up. Gold has broken out of its three-year range. Silver hasn't done that yet and won't get that same type of hot speculative flow like gold's gotten until it does. Now, the last year or so, every time silver gotten up to 25 and a half, 26, it has met bank resistance and rolled over. Will that happen again? Maybe. But at least we're getting close. Something to think about. And that's part of what we discussed Thursday, March 14. You can see, over the last year, any move in spot above 25.50 has been quickly reversed. It's about 26-ish, as you know, on the futures chart. Look at this last April. One green candle above 25.50. Next day, boom, right back down. May, one green candle, boom, and then smash back down. Intraday in early December with the, you know, everything, the shenanigans and gold, boom, smash back down. So that suggests, though we're up here and we get above 25, you want to go, this maybe's coming to 25, 50, 26 spot. But if you're going to try to fiddle around with that, you need this 30 cents that you might get in a pullback tomorrow. So if you're going to play around with that, would put it down here about 24.50 spot. So if you see that level, 2450 spot, 2470-ish, 2475 on the May contract, maybe that's a place from which you can launch a gambling plan. And on Friday, March the 15th, we're going to close what was really a strong week for silver prices with another decent rally, about 1.5%, despite the fact that it's New York Stock Exchange option expiration day, and that's holding back gold and the mining shares. Silver's up. Like I said, 1.5%, going to finish the week up nearly a dollar. Now, it's good to see it. Good to see trying to play catch up with gold. But what's really driving silver this week is copper. So that might be something you want to keep an eye on going forward. The chart that we'll use for this day on Friday is your spot copper chart. You can see it's north of $4 a pound. It's going to finish the week north of $4 a pound for the first time in nearly a year. And looks like it's got room to run into at least 420. That's another 5%. So if silver is drawing strength from copper, and copper looks like it's still got another 4 or 5% that it could rally, then maybe we can extend next week and see silver go up to 26 and through 26, which is the first step on a possible breakout toward 28 and beyond. So anyway, it was a good week. Gold down a little bit, but what are you going to expect after the two-week rally that it had? Nice to see silver trading well. Next week now going to be very busy. Not only is there an FOMC meeting, but there looks to be a rather significant meeting out of the Bank of Japan as well. So pay attention next week. It'll be interesting to see which direction the metals go. By the time we get back together for your next TFMR podcast highlights, on Friday the 22nd. For now, though, thank you for listening. I hope you found this helpful. Please join us at TFMR. You get a full podcast every day. It's only $15 a month. More information can be found at tfmetalsreport.com. Have a great weekend, everyone.